The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. In the past couple weeks, I started going to physical therapy for my arm, shoulder, and neck. I think I've mentioned in the past, I've had some issues with my shoulder and arm with pain, and we finally figured out it's actually in my neck going down because of some disc degeneration. And you know the drill, I'm sure. The therapist asks, what hurts? What activity in particular causes this to happen? And they're trying to figure out exactly what things happen, what things you do with your muscles and your arms or whatever it is, so that they can work at hopefully eliminating the pain by strengthening the muscles or resetting them correctly. And then they give exercises to strengthen those muscles and to set in place the proper way of doing things in your body. For me, it started with, I believe it's called isometrics. It's where you just tighten the muscles and loosen them. Like in my shoulder blades, I have to pinch them and hold them. And on my neck, I have to tighten it and hold it and let go. Those are some. And then it moved to resistance, where I push against a wall or have a TheraBand. And supposedly they're different colors. I don't know. I can't see them. But they're different tensions. That I could tell. And you pull and all of that to slowly build up the strength. During my physical therapy, Liz, my therapist, would say, okay, do this for 10 times and then repeat. And then she'd walk away to help somebody else. Therapists are always helping like two or three people. They can kind of circle. Otherwise, they'd be just sitting there doing nothing all the time. And what good is that? I mean, they can help more people this way. But even with that said, oh boy, the therapist is watching. There are many times Liz would say, oh, is that, are you done now? Or hold it, Dave, that's not quite right. Do it this way. And lift up higher or something like that. It's like, oh. And even though I couldn't see her, being blind, I couldn't see her watching me, she was watching me. And I've noticed even when she's working with me, every once in a while, she'll say something to another patient as well. The neat thing about Liz, my therapist too, she's really nice. She's a really nice gal. She knows that I'm blind, and so being with the shoulder and all, she would take my hands and say, okay, do it this way. Push this way or pull that way or reach up. And she'd actually take my arm and move it and help me. She wasn't afraid to do it with me. She didn't just use words. And that was very helpful that she was willing to do that extra step of actually showing me how to do it. And then, of course, she would watch to make sure I'm doing it right and then tweak it so I get better. And in some ways, you might say she was by my side with a purpose, that I might get better. One of the readings in church was from John chapter 14, verse 16. Jesus says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. Give you another counselor. This counselor is by your side with a purpose. Literally, the word counselor, and it sometimes is translated different ways, comforter or whatever, the Greek word is paraclete. And what it means is one who comes alongside to strengthen, encourage, or advise you. And, you know, thinking about it, that's what a physical therapist does. Come alongside, one, to advise how to do things, the exercises. And when, if you're getting fatigued or frustrated, they're there to encourage you. Oh, come on, one more, one more. And of course, this is all so that you might be strengthened. Advise, encourage, and strengthen. Now, my therapist, Liz, is great. I really enjoy her, and I like to make her laugh. Hey, she has a fun laugh. But I'm guessing she has her limits, too. After all, she doesn't do it for free. She gets paid through insurance. You got to earn a living. She won't just do it if I just walk in off the street. I need an appointment because she's got a lot of people she's working with. I go to her. She doesn't come to me. But the spirit, that counselor that Jesus spoke of, is like a physical therapist. By my side, with a purpose. But what's great about the spirit is I don't have to pay anything. Jesus paid the cost for all of this when he died on the cross. He took my sin, my shame, my punishment, and paid for it with his life, his innocent suffering and death. And not just my salvation, but this counselor, this one who comes along my side, this is part of the package deal. He didn't just say, okay, I've saved you, and I'll wait for you up here in heaven, and when you get here, I'll be glad you got here. No, he has an investment in you and me. He paid his life so he might be with us and we with him. And so he sends this counselor, this paraclete, this quote-unquote spiritual therapist. It goes further than that, but in some ways, yes. I don't have to go to an office to get this Holy Spirit. I don't have to go to church to get this Holy Spirit. I don't have to go anywhere. The Spirit is given to me. For when I am forgiven by Jesus, when I am baptized by Jesus, as I was as an infant, the Spirit was given to me. And that way, the Spirit can always be there. You know, I've had therapy many times in my life, and I've gone to different therapists. Well, you never know who you're going to get. I've had some therapists that weren't so good. Others that have been great, like Liz. But the Holy Spirit, he's there all the time. He's with you forever, walking the way that you journey all the way till you get to heaven. Well, you know, this is a nice analogy, the Holy Spirit as a counselor, a comforter, therapist, spiritual therapist to advise and encourage and strengthen. But, you know, analogies, parables only go so far. You know, Liz would say, I can show you, help you, or advise you, but if you do not do it, follow it, or practice these things, it's not going to help you. Same thing with the Spirit. He gives encouragement, advice, gives us strength, understanding about God and things. But if you do not do it, follow it, or practice what he provides, it'll do you no good. He gives us understanding when we read the Bible that we can go, ah, that's what he meant. Oh, and there's many stories about that where their eyes were open to understand what God is doing. That's the Holy Spirit working in their life. There are times he pokes me, my conscience pokes me. No, Dave, you shouldn't do that. That's not right. Hey, Dave, you know, you really should do that because it's, I know you don't want to, but it's the right thing to do. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the counselor. And he does it for us, for our spiritual growth and care, as well as to help us impact others. For the Holy Spirit, Jesus even said, stay in Jerusalem. This is in Acts chapter 1. Stay in Jerusalem until you get the Holy Spirit, the power from on high, that you may be witnesses of me and my resurrection. That's why we're left here. And the Holy Spirit is that for us, to strengthen our lives in Jesus, but also to be effective, to be strengthened so we can help others. Let's pray. Jesus, thanks for sending the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you for being in our lives, for advising us, for encouraging us, for strengthening us. Lord, help us to do and follow and complete what you give us so that you will be praised, will be strengthened, but most of all, that other people will know about you, your love, like you've given to us. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave@not-alone.net, or simply reply to the email notice that I send out. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.